I'm Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Sam.
And we're the Gorgles.
Yep. Hold on, I gotta put my password in iTunes. Hi, everybody. Oops, that's not it.
Oh, your little iWatch thing has pictures on it. That's cool. Yeah. Oh, you can put like a background on it?
Yeah, you can, but I got a new Apple Watch. It's pretty exciting.
Is that the picture of you guys walking across the street in Salem?
Yeah.
It was totally worth getting ahead of you guys. Yeah.
But then they have, like, really cool other ones. Like, you can change it. Where'd it go? But there's a mini one that I had. Where is it? Where she taps her foot with a minute. Isn't that cute?
Oh, my God.
And you can, like, her dress is purple. Her dress is purple. Come on! I meant... Her dress is purple, but you can make it literally any color.
Really?
Like, you know when you were a kid and you used to drag the circle around, like, the rainbow thing to pick a color?
Is it the same
That's
thing?
That's what you do with her dress. Yeah.
So, one of my clients has an app on her phone for her truck lights to do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me?
It's really cool. So, like, she just goes on this app and she's, like, does that and it just, like, zzz. Around, like, her lights and stuff.
Wow, so
it's
they're, like,
super cool.
The lights that we have for
yes,
Halloween
our costume.
Costumes.
Oh, I haven't actually seen
And
these.
By we, I mean I have bought
yes.
mine. Caitlin has not gotten hers.
No, is it?
It's a wire.
Oh, what is... Oh, this is, like... Oh,
to the battery
this is right
pack.
At the end. I was
yeah.
going to say, why is this so different?
So we'll have to make, like, a little thing for our battery pack. But, yeah, so we already have been starting on our... costumes.
Oh my God.
And we have lights for under our dresses. And pretty exciting.
Oh
they
my.
Have remotes with 15. One, two, three, yeah, like 15
so
different
many,
colors.
Yeah, all kinds of different colors.
So, yeah, they're going to go under our ball gowns so that we look like ethereal demons.
Yep. So that we're looks like we're like floating or something. Oh my God, this is amazing. I totally forgot about the lights.
That's because I'm more prepared.
Yep. I've been so freaking busy. This is so cool, though. Yeah, I thought this was, like, the strand.
But anyways...
Oh, yeah, because it goes in, like, there's, like, four different...
Yeah, to go to the battery
gotcha.
Pack.
Gotcha.
That's this so This is cool. a riveting intro to our newest episode.
Yeah, well...
but, you know, it is what it is.
We've been having more fun. Oh, so we've been playing, like, our little... Like, whenever Sam and I are just watching a movie, we do like to do a little screenshot thing. Just, I mean, kind of play guess your movie. Like, some of them we just watch so much, and they are pretty popular and probably pretty easy to guess.
Yeah.
And then sometimes...
Nobody got the last one, though, that I thought would be, like, boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know, like, I kind of, when I was sick, I kind of went on, like, a kick of, like, really old stuff, weird stuff, but, yeah,
was
there's
the, been... the three girls in the car was Wolf Creek, right?
No.
Oh.
That's Boar.
Yeah.
It's like it came up on Shudder.
Literally could be a synonym for Wolf Creek. I hate that fucking movie.
Oh, I love Wolf Creek. He's in it. Mickey Rooney's in it. Or not Mickey Rooney, but Mickey. Taylor.
Mickey Rooney?
Yeah. So, Boar is the same kind of thing that happened with 47 Meters Down. I saw that.
Where
like
it was.
Like 4 years ago, I saw that. I saw Boar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then now it's on Shudder.
Oh. That's weird.
So I
27 Meters Down, though, we watched, and it was like, oh, it's going to be in theaters. My bad.
Yeah. But that's the same thing. I watched it, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And the same, like, that.
Yeah. Like, not illegally at all.
No. Like, I just found it on TV, and it was really weird. But now it's actually released
Hint.
Somewhere else, I guess. But it was, it's, like, it's the same thing. I was telling, Brad about that. I was like, we watched 47 Meters Down legally like 2 years or so before it came out in theaters.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. So I only saw two people that
yeah,
got
it. Midnight Video.
So, yeah, Midnight Video, Guest Signs. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
And then Creepshow 2 was guessed by Jeb W.C. Manning. And he guessed it right. It was the Raft segment, which is literally the best segment that's ever been in a segment kind of movie ever created,
yes.
ever. And it needs a full-length movie.
As far as I'm concerned, it is the only thing in that movie.
Apparently. So, I don't know. Jeb, you'll have to let us know. But I checked the thing, what felt like pretty quick. And, like, I had saw that Sam had commented and was like, nope,
It's the raft, bitch.
And, like, I deleted her comment and was like, yeah, you're right, it's Creepshow 2. And then she texted me and was like, Creepshow 2 doesn't exist to me, it's called The Raft.
I literally can't tell you the other things in that movie, just The Raft.
Yeah, Creepshow 2 has, it's the Indian segment, the wooden Indian that protects the place, the corner store, basically. So these kids come and attack the old people and kill his wife, and then the Indian, like, kills these kids. It's like a wooden Indian. And then before that is a woman that comes to visit her dad on Father's Day that she, like, secretly killed, and he comes out of the grave and, like, pulls her, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then after the raft, I honestly can't even tell you if there is one, because after the raft is when I usually either turn it off or I give up. So
yeah.
But I love Creepshow. Don't get me wrong. It's just The Raft is, like, one of the best things that's ever been created. But
congratulations to you, too.
Yes.
The band. No.
Yeah, I was like,
wait, two people
what?
That got it.
Yay!
Oh, and Rebecca Hames wanted to have a shout-out, although she didn't know the movie.
Oh.
She commented and said, I wish I could get a shout-out, but I don't know the movie. So, Becca, you're welcome.
Congratulations, Becca. That's so funny.
That was weeks ago now.
I forgot about that. I saw that she had said that on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep doing it because it's fun.
And we watch a lot of horror movies.
We do.
It's easy to do.
Yeah. And then I'm sure some of you we haven't yet. I'm sure some of you have seen Chucky and we're kind of interested to see.
Not Chucky.
I know, Child's Play.
Buddy.
It's Buddy. But I wonder how they got to be able to call it Child's Play.
Fucking Chucky. I don't know. Maybe that part is
that
trademarked.
Really matter,
I don't know.
But
I've heard pretty much exactly all of the reviews that I've seen say exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Where it was like, it wasn't a necessary reboot. It was badly done in the sense of how the doll is evil. Like, it doesn't really make sense that would be how, which I know that really a possessed doll is different, but like,
I know that they're trying to, like, update it, but some things just don't need updated.
No. You know, one thing I noticed the other day, this is completely irrelevant to what we're talking about this specific second, but I'm rewatching Sabrina, and I was like, you know, it's set in present day, because it was making me think of Chucky, or Child's Play, because it's the technical, like, he's the, whatever you call it, AI doll.
Yeah.
When you watch Sabrina, I was like, you know, they have a lot of 80s music and stuff in it, but it's supposed to be present day. Like, it's pretty clearly supposed to be present day with, like, some of the references they make and stuff, but not one person has a cell phone.
Yeah, but that's like, it's like It Follows. They're trying to, like, figure out, like, what decade it's in, but nobody really has, like, the girl at the beginning has a cell phone, but no one is ever really on one.
Yeah, like, but it wasn't like, even something, iPhone. I was like, why do I like the show so much? And I think that's
gotcha.
The difference.
Because there's
it's
no
like,
distraction.
Exactly, it's not like the texts are popping up on the screen between Harvey and Sabrina, and you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing where it kind of distracts you.
I'm a little over that being the whole, like, hey, you can see what they're talking about thing, because they do that in, that fucking shark movie with Blake Lively.
The Shallows.
The Shallows.
Yeah.
And, like, it's over on the side, and it's like, I get it, but I've seen it in so many that you're like, why can't we just have human interaction?
Yeah. So that was what made me think of Chucky, because I was like, if Sabrina can do this whole reboot, and it's season 2 is out now, and they're renewed through season 4 already.
Oh, nice.
So, like, why does it feel different?
Like, why do I like this
feels
so much?
Like, it's like, relatable. It's present day. I know I'm 30, but I'm still a teenage witch. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, we grew up with Sabrina, so fuck everyone else.
Like,
it's just getting into it.
But you know what I mean? Like, I was like, why does this feel different? Like, it feels
right.
Right. And it's because nobody has a cell phone. As far as I know, or as far as I can remember, there might be, like, one or two scenes, but as far as I can remember, I don't think there is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I need to talk to Harvey. I go to Harvey's house.
Oh, gotcha.
Or I need to do this. I grab the house phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very different, like, Roz
That's
calls
really
Sabrina
cool.
when she has, like, a vision.
Yeah.
And it's, she calls on the house phone. She calls from her house phone to Sabrina's
See,
house
and
phone.
That definitely seems like a very, very conscious decision that the filmmakers and the
well,
writers
obviously,
and all that
the Archie
made.
Comics are from, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
50s, 60s, I think. So Sabrina, like, back then, obviously didn't have it. Sabrina in the 90s, I think house phones. Yeah, it started to be towards, like, the last season. They had, like, cell phones or beepers and stuff like that.
Well, and that's, I mean, honestly, that would actually make Riverdale, like, really, really good. But, yeah.
Well, in Riverdale, they don't use cell phones either, do they?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't really notice.
Yeah, like, honestly, all the time.
Yeah, which... Chad Michael Murray, while we're on the topic of Riverdale. So, he's in House of Wax.
Yes.
And he's amazing in that.
He is.
But especially now...
when he offers her his shirt.
Yeah. God bless him for that.
Such a nice guy.
He, like, came on the screen, and this season is creepy. It's, like, horror movie themed, where it's, like, about a cult and all that kind of stuff.
I can't wait.
So he's, like... Oh, sorry.
I have not been watching. He's, it's like, fine. I don't care.
He's Edgar Evernever. He's the new cult leader.
Oh, cool.
Of, like, the Goblin King stuff.
Okay.
No. That's different. But it's, like, all intertwined, okay. As it always is.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, my God. Like, he looks just as good, if not better, than when he was, like, famous before. And then Betty's like, I want to make sure you don't have a tattoo that the tattoo artist, blah, 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 whatever. I think it was a Goblin King. Like, I think it's a Goblin King tattoo.
Yeah.
And hot fucking damn. Like,
I do remember getting that text from you, yeah, where you were just like, I need you to draw your attention here.
Well, because it was so, like, all right, I loved him, but, like, he was top for me.
But we grew up with him.
Yeah, I loved him. Like, yeah. I didn't watch One Tree Hill, which was weird, but I watched, like, Cinderella Story. And,
yes.
Like I said, House of Wax is one of my favorites, and he's in it, and...
But it's one of those things where he's, like, a few years older.
Yeah.
So it was just like, why can't you be someone's brother?
Yeah.
Like, I want to spend the night in your sister's house.
Yeah, like, exactly. I want to be friends with your weird sister, because I'll suck it up, because I'm going to go to the kitchen for a glass of water.
I didn't even think you knew my name. What? Shut up. No. What? Like, where's your brother at? Oh, practice? When does he get home?
Like, but yeah, he still looks just as good, so I just wanted to give him some snaps for that.
Yeah, Sam, like, Sam, I remember you texted me that and told me to go Google it.
Yeah.
And,
and by the time I told you to Google it, I already had the screenshot being like, here in my book! But, yeah, he is...
Yeah, congratulations to you, man.
Yeah, like, and he's a creep, like, he is so creepy as, like, the cult leader.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I don't care. Like, see, sign me up.
It's a really weird generation that we're getting into in time frame, because I was talking to someone yesterday about American Horror Story Asylum and Bloody Face.
Oh, Zachary Quinto.
Yes, and it's...
Oh. You finish.
Well, it's a weird time to be, like, so sexually attracted to, and, like, this is just us, like, as it is anyhow, in a, like, weird way.
It's not a fucking podcast or anything where everybody else can hear us.
It's fine. But, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, I distinctly remember texting you, and, like, after rewatching Asylum for, like, the fourth time, and being, like, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be in, like, the basement.
Is he hot as Spock? Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
Is he better as Bloody Face? Yes. 100,000 fucking percent.
Absolutely.
100,000.
Absolutely. And I know it's weird to kind of, like, go... It feels like a contradiction after our Ted Bundy thing, but, like...
Oh, yeah. In real life, stay away.
But that's the thing, is, like, Bloody Face isn't a real person.
Yeah.
So I feel like, it's weird that Zac Efron is, like, this really handsome man portraying Ted Bundy, who is a real person. Like, these real things happen. So it almost feels, like, mean... Because actual people died at the hands of Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
So having, like, this hot guy play him is, like, well, Ted Bundy wasn't that hot. But, like, an attractive man is fine.
Yeah.
Zachary Quinto, it's fine. That's a fake person. Put me in your basement.
Yeah. Well, it's the like, same thing with American Horror Story. It's the same thing as, like,
Edward
which,
Drake.
Oh, yeah. More Drake. Because, like, which Evan Peters character is the hottest? And it's like, okay, well, they have a scale of who is the worst one, and Tate is the worst Evan Peters character.
But.
Would you be okay with him living in your house as a ghost? Obviously, you fucking would be.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hello, like, ugh. But I would honestly take him with lobster hands, so I don't really give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I, like, would too, and I gotta say, he's the best part of Hotel.
Yes.
Besides,
I love him. Besides, and he gets to be funny and stuff in that.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Like, she should have been the whole entire show. But him, like, all, like, Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
And being like, darling, aren't you?
Is I'm his name, I know it's something March. Is it Edward yes. March? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's... It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Mr. March, I mentioned Zachary Quinto, and then you were like, oh.
So, have you watched Nosferatu?
No, is it out?
Yes!
I don't know these things.
It's like on episode 4, yes? I want to say.
Okay, cool.
Oh, God. Guys, we have been waiting for a horror show like this in a very long time. It's a little bit of a slow burn for the first couple episodes, but holy fuck, is it really good.
Really?
Yeah, like, to the point where there's not many shows that I won't do other things, like a study, or I'll color, okay. or I'll use my phone, or yeah. whatever. Nosferatu, I very rarely check my phone while we're watching.
Okay, so Brad and I have been trying to find, like, a show to... Twilight Zone's over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, why don't we watch Malcolm in the Middle? Because we've been trying to find, like, a show to just, again, you know, like, yeah. watch and stuff.
You should watch The Goldbergs.
I didn't know it was fucking out.
Yeah. But it's only on episode 4. I think there's going to be 10 this season, from what I saw. I can't be wrong. I could be wrong. But it's fantastic.
Is it?
For people who don't know, like, just a brief synopsis of what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that there's these people called strong creatives.
Okay.
And it manifests itself in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them have what they call a knife, which is what cuts them through to the parallel kind of world that they can go to and they can make. So, Zachary Quinto's character is...
I forgot he was in it.
Yeah, that's why it made me think of it. Zachary Quinto's character is a strong creative who his knife, quote-unquote, is his... Rolls Royce Wraith.
Is his penis, yeah.
So, he cuts through to his Christmas land, which is where he takes the kids.
Of course they gave him a car.
Yeah, the Wraith is beautiful. and then there's another one named Maggie who has, like, a bag of Scrabble tiles that the people talk, like, the others talk to her.
Insidious 3.
Through the Scrabble tiles. It's cool, because she puts her hand, it's like the little bag that looks like a Crown Royal bag.
Yeah.
And she puts her hand in, but it goes all the way in. It's really,
that's
like,
kind of cool.
Yeah. And then the main girl who doesn't know she's a strong creative yet, she does now, but we're like learning about her. Her knife is, there's a bridge that was knocked down 15 years ago, like a covered Sleepy Hollow type bridge. And she can manifest that and use her bike as a knife, or her motorbike as a knife to cut through the bridge. To find whatever, so she'll about, I lost my, I don't know, lost my necklace, or a watch, okay. Oh, it's a watch, is the first, like, her dad. So she goes through the bridge with the watch on her mind, and then she ends up wherever
the
whatever
watch
it is. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
but that is so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And obviously, one thing that I enjoy is that Zachary Quinto's character comes up to a little girl. This isn't giving anything away, but he goes up to a little girl, and because he's dressed like it's weird, it's like a gothic dignitary type thing, where he's got, like, the brass button coat and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's, like, different.
Yeah. It's like they try to go with steampunk, but not, like, super, like, in your face kind of thing. Gotcha.
And she goes... You guys are lost. The Salem Witch Museum is a few miles that way.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah! So obviously that was good. But I highly recommend the show. It's
really, really good.
I
didn't know it was out. Yeah, that's super exciting. That's definitely what we're going to do then. Because I've been wanting to watch that for a while now.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Like I said, a little bit of a slow burn, but totally worth it. And really, the slow burn is just that you don't get to know what's going on for a little while.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
Other than the synopsis of the TV, what I just gave you. Like that nothing, I didn't give anything.
No. It's just like really trying to probably explain like the knife thing and stuff like clearly so that it's like, all right, everybody's on the same page.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. Gotcha.
And like you meet a couple of different strong creatives and stuff, but it's very, very, very good.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. What was that on? Is that on
AMC?
AMC.
Yeah. I mean, they got to make up for The Walking Dead because that's kind of shit now.
Ugh, I haven't watched it.
The last season, I gotta say, brought me back in.
Yeah?
I enjoy where they're going with it. And where they've been with it, but where they're going to. So, excuse me. So I'll definitely at least give it another season or two.
What season is it on?
I have no idea. But it's The Whisperers.
I think I finished it like season 7.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It could be 8 or 11.
It was the season I finished... I never watched anything past where Negan killed, spoiler, Abraham and...
You didn't?
I watched that season.
Yeah.
And then I gave up.
I don't even remember how that season ended.
No.
But,
something about Maggie. I think she was dying.
Yeah, Negan is, he's still around.
Yeah.
But, oops, spoiler alert, I hope. not. It's fucking ridiculous, guys. Come on. But,
well, I mean, if he's still around. But it's
the Whispers is the big bad. And honestly, I didn't know how they were going to top Negan. Because he's amazing. Again, in real life, he would be a creep. But in the show, like, fuck yeah, I would be a savior. Like, 100% let me be a wife. That's totally
fine. Again, because it's fine because it's not really happening.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, which for some reason is not hot. He's hot, but he's not good as Jeffrey Dean Morgan. But then you make him Negan, it's like, I'm there.
No, I know.
I'm
here for it. He's in that exorcism movie as a dad.
Yeah, The Possession.
Possession. And you're just like,
Well, he's in Supernatural. He's John Winchester.
Yeah.
I
know, you were like,
oh my god, like, I hate that
before
motherfucker
that season
so
started
much.
As him as Negan, you were like, fuck this.
Yeah,
like,
I was very upset, but he's amazing. But the Whispers and Alpha, like, the Moon Whisper, holy fuck, they're amazing.
I read the comics past that, but
yeah,
I just haven't watched the show.
So it's kind of like a smorgasbord of all different horror things that we've been doing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we were going to talk about summer horror.
Oh yeah,
how
and
to stay
I have
spooky
one question.
During the summer.
I have two questions. Kayla doesn't have any. So that's good. My one question is from when we were going to record before, but I fell in the shower.
Yeah. It's been a little weird lately.
Yeah. It's been really shit lately, actually.
Yeah.
I fell in the shower. If anybody likes gory horror, split open my feet, split open my toenails. It was fucking awful. Just finally got back to roller skating. They won't fit you. Caitlin is looking at my shoes, and they will not fit
They're
her.
So cute. Why does this one... Does they both have glitter?
No, that one just must have glitter on it from...
No, it's a crystal. That's like a real-ass crystal.
Really?
Yeah.
It must come from something else. Sorry, we're sitting in my closet room / gym, but really just closet room.
Inside would, baseball.
You guys would be fucking
Oh, I, what
to
I was
going to
say about the Chucky movie was the podcast I listened to earlier explained it best. Excitement level, 2.
Yeah.
Curiosity level? About a 5 or 6.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I'm
like,
curious.
Not
excited, but I'm curious.
As much as I love Chucky, I'm like, I've cut myself off from this one.
Oh, gotcha. Like, I'm curious like, about it. But I'm curious in the sense that I want to, like, laugh and be like, that's stupid.
Well, we did think about having a live... Oh, that's actually one question that we had for you guys before we get into the summer horror and everything.
Gotcha.
Is that, what would you guys think if we started to record on video... As well as the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, but you can also see what we're doing. We can maybe show pictures
and videos. We were thinking about doing, like, a YouTube live kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, we'll be live on YouTube, just... Not that we do anything interesting, to be honest, but, like, I don't know.
That way, if we have a picture we need to show and we can show it, we don't have to post it on Instagram, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can get more visual. So, please let us know in our comments or our DMs to let us know if you would think that would be good or if you just want us to stick to recording. But,
Oh, you were talking about your toe.
Oh yeah,
Sam like tried to kill herself in the shower.
What we want to do with Chucky is when it becomes available for free, because I refuse to pay for it.
I'm not paying for it.
When it becomes available for free, what we think we're going to do is do a live stream, do an episode, and do a live stream. Maybe that can be like our kind of see if it works kind of thing. Where we watch the movie with you guys and completely, hopefully, roast it the whole time. Give us our feedback as we're going. Give us feedback where we're going on, and give you like. Feedback about the movie and stuff like that. So let us know if that's something you want to
Now, if it becomes actually available, what we could do is maybe do, like, a stream thing where we could do, like, a YouTube as we're watching it, prep everybody, give everybody, like, 20 minutes to kind of, like, meet up with us in that sense. We both start the movies at the same time.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Yeah, I like that.
And then...
Well, and then if it's a live stream on YouTube, you can always go back and rewatch
it. And then watch it, again.
So that you, if you couldn't get to it, you can always put the movie in and then start it when we start it type thing.
Exactly, and it's almost like watching it with
And
us
then
anyhow.
Maybe if we get to 200 followers on Instagram by then, which I know, I think we're like 120, for whatever reason...
Goodbye, guys.
Well, but for whatever reason, we keep going up, and then nobody unfollows us that I can see.
Yeah.
But it goes down. So I think Instagram's fucking with us because of our content.
Oh, gotcha.
Because we do gory stuff. I don't think they like us. So,
gotcha.
So get those numbers up. But if we get to say, let's say 150.
Okay. Because
that's another 30
fair.
Followers. Whoever, we'll get to 150, and then we'll do a contest, and whoever wins the contest, we will Skype while we're watching Chucky.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Child's Play.
Yeah, that'd be super.
Fucking Chucky! But yeah, so, Summerween. What do you, this is, I had a friend, Gabby, hi, the other day gave me one of the best compliments I've ever had in my whole life, and it was that I had the ability to find everything Halloween every day.
It's a huge compliment.
Yeah. So one of the best compliments I've ever gotten.
I think we just take it for granted because we're pretty good at it.
So we were just going to talk about all the different things you can kind of do to keep Halloween all year.
Yes.
So one thing that we definitely do is I follow a few pages on Instagram who are Halloween themed and they post stuff Halloween related all the time.
All the time.
One girl I watch on YouTube and follow on Instagram is Halloween Happy.
Yep.
Her name is Sam. So she's good. And she just recently actually moved from Kansas to Salem. So she's actually living the life that I want.
Yes.
So annoying, but whatever. But yeah, she does hauls. She does, if she can't find anything like in the stores, she'll do crafts and stuff like that. So that's another thing that we do is a lot of different crafts to get ready for Halloween. Now we're working on our costumes.
We are.
We have to wear bat wings for our costumes, but in the color of our demon. Yes. So we both painted our wings and we need to make horns for Caitlin. I already did mine.
What we do with these to kind of like elongate the process, because it is, we started planning our costumes. We kind of like, I don't know, we had like a couple, maybe like a week of like, oh, this, and then we kind of came up with this, and we've stuck to it.
Well, we were going to do...
The Play With Bunny thing.
No, yeah, that was like a kind of speculative one, but I was almost to the point where I was buying my costume for Amber Sweet.
That's right, we were going to do
Repo the Genetic Opera.
We like it. Fuck y'all that don't.
Yeah, but we were going to do Repo the Genetic Opera. I was going to be Amber Sweet, Caitlin's going to be Blind Mag, and Preston was going to be the Repo Man. Mm-hmm. And we were literally all
in the midst
of, like, buying... We had all the pictures we wanted. Yeah. So, but then Preston came up with the idea of him being Hades and us being Pan and Panic, which for us
But in, like, a cocktail dinner setting.
Yeah, we have, like, ball gowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and he actually ordered a suit and those badass shoes.
Yes.
But we're going to be, like... ball Hades and
it's very red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
That's like perfect. It's red carpet Hercules kind of thing.
Yeah, the red carpet into hell.
Oh my god,
that's a thing. No, that's just a thing.
TM copyrighted.
So we're gonna do that. So we have wings, horns. Oh, are we gonna have tails? Nah, I think we'll fuck up our dresses.
Yeah, I don't
so
really wanna.
So, we have wings, tails, ball gowns. Caitlin's gonna have air hooks, or herks, and I'm gonna have, I have the drink purse, like the...
Yeah.
Like, he was wearing his merchandise, like, purse.
Yep, I am. I'm gonna have those horrible sandals, but it's gonna be so cool.
Hopefully it's not cold, but...
But the dress is long enough. Like, honestly, I'm not too worried about it.
But yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. So we've been... slowly gathering stuff for our costumes.
Yeah, so what I was saying earlier is, like, we elongate that process. It'd be really easy for us to just kind of, like... It's really easy when you get a costume in mind to just, like, bam, bam, bam. So, like, we look at the different options. The wings took a little bit of us just kind of, like, planning them and then finding what was out there. Like, you can, like, really delve into it. And then the different ways that we wanted to do the wings and then... how to apply the wings and, like, what we wanted to do and then shaping the horns, like, all kinds of stuff. So you can elongate that process to make your Halloween kind of last a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Don't rush into things. Like...
And don't buy we've worn store-bought costumes. I think
absolutely.
The last store-bought costume I wore was only, like, 4 years ago. I wore a Captain America costume.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was fucking amazing. No, so normally we don't do that. But the fact is, like... take your time.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very easy to go out and buy a costume.
Oh, yeah.
But it's much more fun, instead of going out and being like, okay, I need a costume from Spirit, or I need a costume from Party City, or whatever it is, instead of doing that, have a sit down, decide what you want to be for Halloween, and then think of an out-of-the-box way to... like, do it.
Do it.
Well, like, when we were Beetlejuice and Lydia and Miss Argentina... there was a Miss Receptionist costume that I could have gotten, and all I needed at that point was makeup. Sorry.
Yeah.
Same with Caitlin.
Oh, yeah, the Lydia thing. Lydia was super easy. Yeah. I bought the dress anyhow.
But then she bought the veil, like a different veil.
I changed the veil, and then it was going through, like, the hairstyles and the makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But... that makes it feel like Halloween is when you can walk through the stores and go, oh my god, that'd be such a good idea for the costume.
Yeah.
Instead of just buying one. You know? And that's, like, a lot of the thoughts that, like, Sam would come up with. It was, like, I saw this thing, we should try to do, like, the light thing was, yeah, like, what if we did this? But that was just, like, so we have our base costume, but then we just either, we don't really take away from it, but we add little things that just make it that little bit more.
Yeah.
And it lasts all summer, you know, instead of going out and just buying it.
Well, and really, like, our dresses, they cost $100, which... The quality is amazing. Like, oh, I wish we had Amazon when I went to prom, because I would have had the shitty dresses. Yeah,
they're literally, they are $100 dresses. Like, yeah. Absolutely, 1,000%. Sam's is right here.
Which is why, oh my God, why it's different. But yeah, so the $100 is like the big purchase. But really, if you go to Spirit.
Fucking drink purse.
It's amazing. Like, if you go to Spirit, like, you're probably, when you buy the costume, you buy the accessories and stuff that go with it.
It's the same.
It's more than $100. Yeah. That fucking Captain America costume, it was like a leather, or not leather, but like a latex bodysuit with like a white corset, and then I bought the white boots to go with it.
Actually, and the shield.
Oh yeah, the shield had to, that had to come. That was going to be a wall ornament, so it definitely, I bought the shield. So everything together, I think, was like $150. So the shield itself was $35, which you have to have a fucking shield.
You do.
Don't come at me.
You absolutely do, but if we were getting that ready for Salem, we would have, you know,
maybe made
spent the whole year kind of playing with the entire outfit.
But it was exciting, like, you know, it's exciting to do that.
But it was the same way with the Blind Mag stuff, or not Blind Mag, the Repo stuff.
Yeah.
Was looking at the different options that you had for peeling your face.
Yeah.
And the wig options, and just, like, all kinds of stuff, and it's... It really just does make Halloween last the entire year.
Well, and do things like we need to figure out our makeup and our hair for our costumes this year. So we'll take a day and we'll try all different stuff out. Do we want to be painted green and purple? Or do we want to just have accents, or, you know...
Contour in the color that we're supposed to be.
Or, like, you know, and how do we want to wear our hair?
Eyelashes, hair,
Everything's, you know, every little... The more detail that you put into the costume, the more it becomes a cosplay instead of a costume.
Yeah, and it's super fun.
You stand out. Like, as much as, you know, when you go to Salem, which we're doing for Halloween this year, when you're walking around in costume and stuff, you can see the people who have put the effort into their costumes and the person who went to Spirit and bought it.
Which is fine.
Yeah, both are completely fine.
Because you need to just celebrate Halloween as it is.
But it's a little more...
It's really fun
just like,
doing
it. It's like,
oh
my God, look, she has the purse of the drink. Or she has the air hercs on. Or he has... Preston fucking wants to do some paper thing that makes it, like, his hand... not foam. Spark.
The fly, the fire kind
of. So, like, he... Which I've told him millions of times, he cannot bring that on the plane, but... You know, hopefully he hears this. But, yeah, like, those are little things that you can do. Like, even the smallest thing. Like, the purse I bought was, like, $15 on Cakeworthy, and it's the, like, the Hercules drink cup.
And it's huge.
Yeah, it's way big. It's gonna
like,
be super
fun
to pictures.
She's actually gonna be able to keep her phone and shit in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how big this thing is.
So, like, just, you know.
It's fun.
Have fun doing that.
Yeah. And then if you want to stay, like, just spooky, just doing shit, like, you can make things evil. Like, we were watching that, the YouTube of the guy that was painting the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to return them to Goodwill.
Yeah, on Threadbanger.
Yeah, but you can, like, get those little angel statues from the Goodwills and stuff, paint them black.
Even the Dollar Tree has them.
Yeah, paint them black, paint the eyes red, like... There's a lot of, like, little spooky activities you can do.
Well, like, I have a whole bag of flowers right now waiting to be made into another crown.
Oh, my God. I forgot we did the crowns before.
Yeah,
so
mine
fun.
Are...
Yeah, you got the one.
Because I want to come, I wanted to bring come this time.
Yeah.
Because I've never, I have two crowns. One of them is not good, but the other one is beautiful.
I wore one
crown. I've never worn it.
For the costume, though.
But, like, I want to wear it for, like, an actual,
just
like, outfit.
Wearing it,
yeah. So, and then I have...
It's so pretty, too.
I have an orange and black one, so I'm making a purple and black one. So I have all that stuff in a bag, and I will eventually do that. But, like, it doesn't have to be a rush. I'm also, at the moment,
Halloween crowns are so fun to do in the summer, too, because they have, like, so many flower colors.
Yeah,
well.
You don't need to... You can just go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby has a better selection of flowers, I think. Mm-hmm. But, first of all, Hobby Lobby already has all their fall stuff out.
Yes.
At Home
so you
has
can
all
find
their Halloween
a lot of
stuff
them.
Out.
Yep.
So if you go to Hobby Lobby... You can just buy orange and black, or purple and black, or dark red, or whatever
greens
you want.
And stuff.
But they also have, like, the little stems of, like, pumpkins and ghosts, and I have bats for that crown.
I have skulls in the other one, and you have the coolest leaf things in yours for fall.
Well,
because there was the
one
for
my costume.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, those kind of things are fun.
And then someone posted on Instagram, one of the ladies did, that Joann's has their Halloween fabrics out.
Yeah, I saw that. I
was. You only need a couple yards to go make a pillow or, you know, just have it. It's just really cool to go look at that stuff.
Well, I fucked up the bobbin, but Preston has to fix that for me. But, but yeah, and, like, I'm doing right now, obviously it's a bigger purchase, but right now I'm working on a dollhouse that it was a kit that I bought from Hobby Lobby. Always use their 40% off coupon. You can just Google Hobby Lobby coupon. So I got it for 40% off, but it's going to be a Halloween themed house, and it has 9 rooms, and each room I'm going to decorate in a different theme.
Yeah.
Like, I want a Dexter room with, like, plastic. I want a Beetlejuice room. I want a trick-or-treat room where it's all, like, written on the wall. Like, I'm excited. But, yeah, so, like, stuff like that is fun. And then there's always the oddities markets and stuff. Don't recommend the other one that I went to, but... But, like, there's one coming up this weekend in Orlando at Hourglass Brewing that we've been, me and Preston have been to before.
Yeah, I'd love, I hope I'm able to go.
But one thing that you can always do is you can always search on Instagram the hashtags like Halloween, Halloween is Live,
Creepy, all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, if you follow those, you'll get all kinds of ideas, too.
Yeah, like, there's one girl, Crescent Creepers, who I have my Beetlejuice beanie and my Monsters beanie from. She's doing stuff all year.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it may not be strictly Halloween themed, but it's the things that you think about when you do Halloween with, like, Beetlejuice and, you know, monsters and universal monsters and stuff like that.
And I know that we go through, like, a lot of holidays between Halloweens. There's a horror movie for them.
Yeah.
Like, celebrate that day by watching it. Yeah. Like, there are literally movies for everything. There is literally an Arbor Day horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of stuff, but that makes it feel creepy.
Well, and, like, one thing that Caitlin and I do is we do Thanksgiving at my house. I like to say I'm a pretty good cook, so I do Thanksgiving. And then, so Caitlin comes over before everybody else does, before everybody comes for lunch, and we watch Thanksgiving as I'm making stuff and Caitlin's watching me make stuff.
I'm helping.
And then after everybody leaves to celebrate the transition from Thanksgiving into... it's going to be I'm making a quilt of t-shirts that don't fit anymore.
Yes.
As Thanksgiving changes and it's obviously, you know, Christmas season.
Sam has a horrible depression.
On Thanksgiving night, we always watch Black Christmas, the remake.
Yes.
So, like, it's fun and it's a fun thing to do and it makes you feel like creepy Thanksgiving and Black Christmas and stuff like that.
It, like, literally feels like we're ringing in the new year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's, it is like
saying
the
hello
new
to
year.
Each holiday and saying goodbye to each holiday.
Yeah.
But in our creepy, twisted way.
Thank God this year Halloween Horror Night starts earlier.
Yeah, and they have some good houses some part.
I'm so stoked.
Maybe we could do a Gore Ghouls meetup at Halloween Horror Night.
That'd be so cool
with
our
120 followers.
Yeah, if we have any Florida followers out there.
Yeah, let us know if you want
to
do a meetup.
Oh, and then we need to contact that one guy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to him. We want to look forward to, like, a meetup.
We actually had somebody contact us about doing an interview for a new book that he's writing.
And
I think
we are so stoked about
it. Yeah, we're excited about it. It sounds like an amazing book, so we'll definitely let you guys know about that. But yeah, so those are
LA's
little...
getting closer.
Oh, yeah, LA is in 40-something days now.
Oh, God, I didn't want to hear it out loud.
It is in... My little app takes forever to load. California is in 48 days, and Salem is in 124.
And we're there the 13th to the
19th,
yeah.
So if anybody's around LA... And...
Dude, we would love that. And tell us, like, anywhere that we, like, need to check out. We basically have everything on the list, we think, but... And we're trying to follow everything that says that it's, like...
Creepy.
Having, like, an event there. We're going to the Mystic Museum. We're following that flea market thing that's like, oh, yeah, we do, like, a thing. And, like, we're just hoping that we can catch all the stuff that's going to be happening while we're there. But we're stoked. So... Hopefully we can do, like, a live thing there.
Yeah.
So, we're super excited.
But we're definitely going to, we're going to vlog and podcast there, so you can see a little bit about our daily lives and not just hear our voices. Although our voices are pretty good, I think.
Soothing and, I never, like, whenever I listen to the podcast, I'm like, that's not the voice that I have in my head.
Like, and who the fuck is that annoying Valley girl with Caitlin?
Yeah, mine just... I don't know. To me, it sounds very drag queen-y. For me. But I don't, like, what is the voice in your head? Like, who do you sound like in your head?
I think I sound really deep voiced in my head. Okay. And then when I listen to it, I'm like, it's a squeaky chipmunk.
Okay, because, like, in my head, I, like, and I don't know if this is just years of conditioning, I hear Lisa Kudrow from Romy and Michelle. When I talk to myself in my head, that's the voice that I'm like, oh, that's the voice that I hear.
That's not the voice.
No,
that you
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you have an average voice.
No, I know. It's just in my head, it's like, oh, there's like a Friends or a Lisa Kudrow kind of thing going on.
Maybe a little bit.
No, just that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have that, like, in my head, though. Oh, like, okay. Like,
I don't know.
When you talk to yourself in your head, when you're like, oh, I need to do this today.
I more think about, like, what the fuck, Samantha? What are you thinking?
No, think about it next time. Because, like, in my head, when it's like, oh, you need to do this today, I hear Lisa Kudrow from Romy and Michelle. Huh. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I need a narrator. I think it's just my own voice. But the voice I think I have, not the voice that actually I have.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, we watched Us. That was another thing we were going to talk about.
Yeah, that's...
We'll be quick, because I know this is getting long.
Yeah, so good.
But
I loved
it. Was
it.
A very, very good movie.
Loved it.
But one thing I thought about, or not thought about, but one thing I've seen is that in real life, if you saw your doppelganger, you wouldn't recognize it.
Uh-huh.
Say, like, you saw my doppelganger, you'd be like, oh my god, it's Sam.
Yeah.
Whereas, it actually made me think about it, because my friend Yale sent me a picture of a girl, and was like, oh my god, it looks just like you.
Yeah, I've had that.
And I was like, okay, the hair, maybe. But everything else, I'm like, no, I don't see it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then Preston's like, yeah, I kind of see it. Not too much, but, like, I definitely see what she's talking about. But I'm like, okay, I don't see it at all. So there's a theory that if you did meet your doppelganger, you wouldn't realize that they look like you.
Gotcha.
Like, it's a very, like, because all you ever see is pictures and mirror image. You don't ever see yourself.
Yeah.
Like, really see yourself.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't notice that they looked exactly like you.
Yeah.
So I thought that concept in Us would have been a little bit cooler. I guess I really like the movie. It's fantastic. But that momentary, like, more of...
For them to be like, it's kind of looks like you, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing.
Because exactly.
Someone else would recognize.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of
so
thing.
So, whereas the guy, like, the husband was
like, it's us.
Who is that? But in the beginning, he's like, what the hell is going
on?
Yeah. You know?
But it would have been cool if he was like, that looks like... You.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
I get
but
that.
It was a very, very good movie. Highly recommend
it. Yeah, it was really, really good, and huge kudos to all four of those actors for having basically two roles.
Yeah, and pulling them both off fantastically.
Because the main woman...
Sorry, my Rottweiler is outside the door.
She has two totally different... You're supposed to have two totally different characters, but, wow, she really just, like... Brought two totally different characters to the table.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong and,
Lupina, yeah, that's
Lupita,
right.
Lupita, yeah, is... She's fantastic.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
But so good. It was, like, it was really, really good. And then you had a question.
Oh, yeah, so I have one question. And my question is, who would you want to portray in a horror movie?
If
you
got portray
to play,
me?
No.
Oh,
if you
that
got
I get to...
Yeah, if you got to be anybody in a horror movie, who would it be?
Jennifer Tilly.
Me too.
Was it?
Yeah. As Tiffany, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on the same page. That was easy. Yeah. She was, like, number one.
Yeah. I think that would honestly, like, that would be it. That's kind of...
Well, it would be her or it would be the girl from Your Next, where you get to kill everybody.
Okay.
Like, that would be pretty cool, I think. But, yeah, definitely Jennifer Tilly.
No, just, yeah, I think more in the sense of, like...
The clothes.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, wardrobe being there, being, like... Oh, you're going to be Miss Tilly?
Yeah.
You're like, absolutely I am.
100 fucking
percent. Be like, let's do your hair, let's do your makeup. This corset's going to put your freaking boobs under your chin.
Yeah. But
oh, perfect.
Perfect. Okay, that was easy. But we'll be back next week.
Who would portray you?
Yeah, let us know.
Like, or who would you want to portray in a horror movie? Like, who's your, like, yes?
Let's be her.
Yeah.
Or him.
Him, yeah.
But yeah, and also let us know if you would like to see the video of what's going on while we're talking and stuff.
And you know what? It's probably going to happen anyhow. At least once.
We're
going
to have fun with it. Well, especially to watch Child's Play.
Yes.
But let us know.
Bye.
And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.